stress may be the last thing you want to think about at the beginning of summer. Suzanne Segerstrom thinks about stress all the time. She's a psychologist and a researcher at the University of Kentucky. She and Gregory Miller of the University of British Columbia analyzed nearly 300 research articles about how stress affects immunity. They've published a 30-page article on it in the July issue of Psychological Bulletin. Suzanne Segerstrom joins me now from member station WUKY in Lexington, Kentucky. Good morning.
Good morning.
You have studied 30 years worth of research on stress and immunity. Did you see any patterns?
One of the most interesting patterns that we saw were the effects of how long a stressor lasts. When you start with something very brief, something that's only minutes long, there may actually be adaptive changes in the immune system that could make you better protected against, say, a virus or a bacterium or some other invader. But as the stressor gets longer, days or months, those changes actually reverse and they start to look a lot more maladaptive so that you might be more vulnerable with those kinds of stressors.
Well, you identify in your paper five different kinds of stress, five different kinds of immune responses. Could we just take it from the kind of stress that might even be helpful to the kind of stress that is the most harmful?
Yeah, the good stress seems to be something that actually mimics a fight or flight kind of stressor that we would have experienced in more primitive circumstances, something like trying to escape from a predator. And under those circumstances, a branch of the immune system called natural immunity actually seems to get upregulated. And this might be an effect that occurs to protect you against any kind of injury that might happen during fight or flight. On the other side of the spectrum, you would have stressors like, say, Alzheimer's caregiving that would last a very long time, maybe years. And under those circumstances, you see a loss of function in immune cells. So they don't divide very well. They don't kill enemies very well. They just seem to not be quite as functional.
And why would the body have different responses to different kinds of stress?
Probably what the body was originally programmed to do was only to respond to those short-term stresses. It's a relatively recent phenomenon that you would have a situation like unemployment or Alzheimer's caregiving, where you were really dealing with stress on a very long-term basis. And so the same hormones that cause potentially the adaptive changes in the short run have these maladaptive changes in the long run.
Can people do anything to interfere with this? There's all kinds of talk about stress reduction.
In the studies that have been done with people who are stressed by having health conditions like breast cancer or HIV, those groups, good stress reduction techniques have been helpful in terms of causing them to be more resistant.
Such as? Can you give us an example or some examples?
There's a group at University of Miami that's developed what they call cognitive behavioral stress management. Learning to think about events in your life in a less threatening way to help stop that stress cascade. It involves learning techniques like relaxation and a number of different directions from which you can try to combat stress. And that kind of intervention with people who are already stressed does seem to be effective in protecting the immune system.
Suzanne Segerstrom is an associate professor at the University of Kentucky.